Both presidential candidates here in the U.S. say they want to fix the problem of the uninsured. Barack Obama and John McCain have very different ideas, though. NPR's Julie Rovner is here now to tell us what they are. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, let's start with Democrat Barack Obama. This was a big topic during the primary. He and Hillary Clinton debated quite furiously back and forth about their various health care proposals. Remind us what Obama's is.
Well, the one thing I think most people remember from the primaries is that Senator Obama's plan has no mandate that people purchase health insurance. But what I think they don't remember about it is that he would actually require all children to have coverage. He would make it more difficult for insurance companies to discriminate against people who are already sick. There would be a new Medicare-like government program that people could buy into if they don't want to have insurance through regular private insurers. And I guess most important, there would be very generous subsidies for people who couldn't otherwise purchase insurance. So altogether, the Obama camp estimates that they would cover most, if not all, of the uninsured, probably leaving out maybe 5 to 10 to perhaps some analysts say 15 million of the 47 million uninsured. So almost everybody would be covered.
But this is not a government plan. This is still an employer-sponsored plan, right?
Well, no, it would be a combination plan. There would be, if you had employer-provided coverage and you liked it, you'd be able to keep it. If you wanted to buy into this new government plan, you could. And no matter which you did, there would be government-provided subsidies if you otherwise couldn't afford it.
Turning to Republican John McCain, what is his plan?
Well, his plan is more about costs than coverage, although he does espouse the hope that everyone would be able to afford and perhaps purchase health insurance coverage. The centerpiece of Senator McCain's plan is to change the tax system. Right now, if you get insurance from your employer, you don't pay taxes on the value of that insurance. That's a pretty big tax break. If you're self-employed and you buy your own insurance, you get to deduct that from your taxes. But if you work for an employer who doesn't provide insurance and you buy your own insurance, you get nothing in the way of taxes. And everybody agrees that's unfair. So Senator McCain would change that. He would give everybody a tax credit. That would be more fair, but it would perhaps encourage employers to stop offering health insurance because now their workers would have tax credits that they could go out and buy their own. So there's a little bit of worry among some that might really change the way the healthcare system works.
Julie, how many more people would McCain's plan cover, or does it promise to cover?
Well, it doesn't really have a number that it promises to cover. Senator McCain says that this is really a long-term goal to get more people covered, and he seems to be more concerned with bringing costs down first before covering more people.
NPR Health Policy Correspondent Julie Rovner. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.